More than 400 people packed a debate held at Dillard University, where Mayor Mitch Landrieu highlighted accomplishments of his four-year term. His two challengers, NAACP Chapter President Donatus King and retired Judge Michael Bagnaris, then slammed the incumbent for what they say is not being done. Mayor Landrieu said his administration inherited a fiscal nightmare, but still avoided layoffs and created 4,500 new jobs.
As happy as I am about the past 4 years, I'm much more excited about the next four.
Bagnaris says growth is not evident in all areas of the city.
Those 4,500 people must be part of the Landrieu family.
King slammed Landrieu's claim of improved transparency in city contracts.
We run into stonewall after stonewall after stonewall.
University of New Orleans political science professor Ed Chervenek says the incumbent may be getting attacked, but he still got the upper hand with a 65% job approval rating.
The mayor stayed on script. He promoted his record. His mantra tonight was talk is cheap. You got to have a record to talk about, and he has the record to put out there and for voters to evaluate.
4 years ago, Landrieu won in a landslide, winning outright in the primary against 10 other candidates. Chervenek says this race is different.
Typically, you're in the stronger position as the incumbent because you're there, it's your seat to lose, and you have all the resources at your disposal.
Chervenek says he expects the contest to get more heated because the election is just over 2 weeks away.
They need to really get their message out there as quickly as possible.
The Dillard debate was moderated by WDSU anchor Norman Robinson and will be broadcast tonight at 7. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.